Back in December, federal judge H. Russell Holland ruled that Juno had been spending passenger fees from cruise ships too liberally. Fees could only be used for services or infrastructure related to the vessels themselves, things that benefited cruise visitors like public bathrooms or an extra ambulance parked downtown, ran afoul of the U.S. Constitution. 5 days after the judge's ruling, the cruise industry's attorney wrote the city's lawyer a letter. The industry wanted to know, how is the city planning to comply? Reduce the fees? Repeal them altogether? Jonathan Benner is the cruise industry's lead attorney in the lawsuit.
We were looking for a signal from Juno that there would be a substantial reduction in fees.
The city responded tersely that nothing in the ruling challenged the constitutionality of the fees, and if the industry had beef with specific projects or services, it was welcome to be more specific.
When we received a response from the city indicating that they felt that very little would change because of the decision, we felt it was appropriate to advise the court that we felt injunctive relief would be necessary to get the city's attention.
Injunctive relief is legalese. Essentially, its 15-page filing asked the judge to expand on his order and force the city's hand to reduce or repeal its passenger fees. Some of the industry's objections were specific: crossing guards, fire and ambulance services, payphones. Other items were broad: tourism-related infrastructure. None of these, it argued, serve the marine operation of a cruise ship and therefore can't be paid for with passenger fees. Benner said if the industry gets its way, the judge's order could take different forms.
But I would expect it to give the city some fairly clear boundary lines about what it could use the fees for, or perhaps more importantly, what it could not use the fees for.
Juno has already spent more than $800,000 since spring 2016 defending itself in this lawsuit, and the industry is also asking the city to pay its legal fees. Other port communities use passenger fees to pay for services and facilities serving the influx of cruise visitors to Southeast Alaska, and the Ketchikan City Council recently pledged $100,000 toward an appeal should the Juno Assembly keep fighting. Ketchikan City officials declined to comment. Will Juno fight on? So far, Juno officials have been mum, but here's City Manager Roy Watt at a recent Juno Rotary Club luncheon laying out the dilemma.
People tell me two things about the cruise ship litigation when I see them in public. And they typically say, you should settle, or don't give in to the cruise ship industry.
More than 1.3 million cruise passengers are projected to visit Alaska this year. They'll bring cash to local economies, but also demands for services and infrastructure. Watt said the industry's latest move could backfire.
It's a little bit, you know, the dog catching the car. Do they really want to argue that crossing guards aren't a benefit? Do they really want to argue that restrooms aren't a benefit? Do they really want to argue? I don't think so.
But that is what the industry is arguing. The city's response is due Thursday. Then the ball is back in the judge's court. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.